10 people who rushed to the aid of a police officer who was struck and pinned under a stolen vehicle last year were honored at a Victoria Police Department Civic Service Award ceremony in the Forces Hall of Honor. Chief Constable Delmanic recognized 10 people who helped Const. Todd Mason after he was deliberately struck in front of our place on Pandora Street on September 27, 2021. As the officer lay on the ground, with the tire of the vehicle pinning his leg down, members of the street community, City of Victoria bylaw officers and people from our place society rushed to help. The 10 recognized on Tuesday lifted the vehicle to free Mason before paramedics arrived. The courage and quick thinking you and your staff all displayed that morning truly showed your willingness to assist someone who needed your help, said Chief Delmanic. All of us here at VICPD are so grateful for your quick actions and bravery that morning in assisting Const. Mason. On behalf of all of us here at VICPD, thank you. Mason suffered significant injuries. The vehicle was driven by Chance Nickel, a homeless man, who had stolen it. He was arrested after the crash and later sentenced to 3 years in prison. The Victoria Police Department Civic Service Award was created in 2012 as a way to recognize members of the public who step up and do the right thing in the community. BC. Cancer Foundation receives help from grocers. Grocery stores across Vancouver Island helped raise $95,300 for the BC Cancer Foundation from the Grocers Going Beyond fundraising campaign. Participants in the campaign, which ran from October 11 to November 11, included 49th Parallel Grocery, Fairway Market, Red Barn Market, Thrifty Foods and True Value Foods. Thrifty Foods doubled the impact of donations by matching $50,000 in contributions. The funds will benefit the foundation's Innovation Research Fund to help advance research, develop more precise treatments and increase access across Vancouver Island. Thank you to our grocer partners and all who supported this campaign. It's powerful to see what can be accomplished when we come together as a community, said Sarah Roth, President and CEO of the BC Cancer Foundation. Advancing innovation is key to driving hope for the over 6,000 Vancouver Island residents who are diagnosed with cancer each year. For more information, or to donate, go to bcancerfoundation.com/grocers. Sydney Lions collect toys for families. Sydney Lions Club is supporting families in the Saanich Peninsula with a Christmas toy drive, from December 1 to 15. The service club has responded to an increase in the number of families registered with the Saanich Peninsula Lions Food Bank. The club is making an effort, with the community's help, to include gifts for children up to 18 with food hampers. People can donate new unwrapped toys, no used toys, used books or stuffies, cash or checks. After donations are closed, the club's elves will buy gifts locally from local businesses. It is with immense regret that we cannot give out tax receipts for donations as we are only a registered society without a charitable donation number, said Bill Delaurier, Sydney Lions president. But we are hoping that you will still be willing to donate for this worthy cause. Donations can be dropped off from noon to 3 p.m. Tuesday to Friday and noon to 5 p.m. Saturday between December 1 to 15, at Unit 101B, 2506 Beacon Avenue, Sydney, the Landmark Building. E-transfer donations to sydneylionsbc@gmail.com. Follow the Toy Drive on Facebook at Sydney Lions Toy Drive. Delivery Company joins Food Banks Canada effort in honor of Giving Tuesday and to help families in need. Skip the Dishes will donate $1 for every order placed on their network to Food Banks Canada this coming Tuesday. It is the Food Delivery Company's third consecutive year working with Food Banks Canada on its winter charity campaign, which has provided more than 3.6 million meals across Canada. We are extremely appreciative that Canadians continue to open their wallets and pantries to generously support food banks across Canada, said Kirsten Beardsley, CEO of Food Banks Canada. We're thrilled to work with Skip the Dishes again this year, and proud to join forces and work toward our vision of a Canada where no one goes hungry. People who are not able to place a Skip order on Tuesday can donate directly to Food Banks Canada, where Skip will match contributions up to a total of $100,000. The campaign aims to donate close to 1.05 million kilograms of food this holiday season. To donate, go to web.foodbankscanada.ca. Commosin Students Project. pulls back veil on death. Anthropology students at Camosun College are encouraging people to think more about death and dying at mourning at night, an interactive capstone project, on Tuesday. We're seeing a growing interest among people wanting to learn more about one of life's inevitabilities, death, said Nicole Kilburn, program leader and anthropology instructor. Mourning at night seeks to pull back the veil on a taboo topic that we all experience, yet many feel they lack the tools to think and talk about. Participants can reference a real or fictitious person who has died. Using this approach, participants can consider the choices involved, from treatment of the body after death and what to do with the remains, to decisions around the funeral, forms of commemoration, expressions of grief and perceptions of death. Each topic will be presented by student teams, made up of 40 students who have been taking the Anthropology of Death course this fall. The objective is to gently offer information so people can make an informed and empowered decision about a key rite of passage, said Kilburn. Participants are invited to explore these ideas with an open heart and an open mind. The event is free. It runs 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Wilna Thomas Hall, Lansdowne Campus. Camosun College, 3100 Fowl Bay Road. To earn more about the college's anthropology courses, go to camosun.ca/anthropology. Warm Clothing Call as Winter Moves in. Richard Games, a chartered professional accountant, is hosting a warm and dry clothing drive for the Annawum Companion Society, from December 5 to 9. With temperatures dipping, there is a need for warm clothing, including jackets, men's shoes, sizes 10, 11 and 12, blankets, underwear, socks, sweatpants and hoodies. People choosing to donate clothing store gift cards are asked to consider purchasing them from Marks, as the store has supported previous drives. Donations can be dropped off from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays December 5 to 9, at Jacobian Games Chartered Professional Accountants, 732 Caledonia Avenue. Integrated Benefit Solutions, 101-1245 Esquimalt Road. Or Ship Constructor Software, 120-401 Garbally Road. See Instagram for more information at warm.and.dry.clothing.drive.pare@timescolonist.com.